Okay. Time to drive. I had this moment and I thought about buying a new iPad. They released new iPads. You know? And they work with the Apple Pencil thing. And I thought for a while, like, oh, it'd be cool to get a tablet with a good, like, digital pen thing. And, you know, be able to draw stuff or take notes or whatever. And then I saw that, as we were recording today, that one Dan Reichert had acquired it. And he had good things to say about that Apple Pencil, and I've been thinking about it, but I don't need a new iPad. You know, the screen is cracked. It's not, you know, it's kind of, it's a little beat up, but you know, I only use it for this audio streaming stuff. Like, I just don't know if I would lug an iPad around with me and use it to actually take notes with, or if it would just kind of sit in my bag. So I loaded up a cart at the Apple store that I passed by on my way home, like local pickup. Looked at it. Saw the corporate employee pricing discount that I get for working here, which I think was like $6 or something fucking rad like that. And I looked at it, and I looked at it some more. And I looked at it a little longer, and then I closed the browser window. I just don't need that. Like, that's not an amount of money I need to spend on an iPad. Yeah, $6. Yeah, I think the situation is that because the iPad is new, there is no discount on it at all. So the discount was only applied to like the Apple Pencil, which, so it's like $6 off $100. Digital pencil. I'm not sure. Yeah, is there like a good scam to get an educational email address? Is there like a good way to get one of those? Real easy like? I ain't above it! I'll sign up for one class at the junior college. I'm sure that would actually cost more money than whatever the discount is. But yeah, I was like, well, you know, I got a long flight ahead coming up here soon. Might be good to have, you know, an iPad for that. With this pencil, I'll draw pictures on the plane. Yeah. I'm a bad artist, but maybe if I kept at it more, I would get better. I'm bad at drawing everything. I do not draw well. See, you say get a pencil and paper, and you know, it's like, but what if it was an iPad? I bought some graph paper a while back for that Game of the Year thing I did where I drew the fake video games for that thing. I still have that somewhere. This bus is turning. I'm getting fucked. Oh, there's people ahead of this bus pushing a truck out of the road by hand. Okay, let's go around all this. Okay, all right. We technically did not run a red light there. This isn't. The sign here, I don't know how long it's been here. It says Hotel 587. Actually, it says HTL 587. And their slogan is a Tenderloin Hotel. Which I don't know if they're trying to open some kind of like fancy boutique hotel, that like the removing the vowels from hotel, everything about it, the look of this sign says that's what they're trying to do. But look, try not to stay in the Tenderloin. It's not a great part of town. Get a little weird out here at night. Yeah, you know, you can get a little weird out here during the day, honestly. A lot of people out here that could use some help. And the New Century here is closed. I mean, you know, so this, you know, the strip club is not open and popping. Oh, that place is so disgusting. I went there once with a video game publisher who was in town, and it's just like, ugh, I don't so don't want to, like, I think I was there for like 15 minutes. And then I made up some excuse, like, I gotta go. And bounced. It's not a nice place. I don't know, they're remodeling. It's closed for remodeling, so maybe it's gonna open back up and be a terrific strip club. You know? New cinch on the rise. Trying to think, yeah, this flight, you know, like, oh, what should I bring for this flight? I usually don't think about that ever and kind of don't care. I guess I'll bring my Switch. I don't know. I'm trying to think what I would play on it. I got Kirby. And I still have not played that. I have not heard great things. What exactly would make it a good strip club? That's a great question. Yeah, I don't know. I've never been a strip club guy. It's just not my fucking scene. So for me, I think it is, here's a place that's actually like fun to be at. Like it's a good bar that also happens to have some stripping up in it, I guess. I don't know. That's arcade strip club. Yeah, sure. Instead of Dave and Buster's, it's Desiree's and Brianna's. I think the time I went to a strip club and hung out backstage with Ron Jeremy kind of broke me on the whole concept of strip clubs. With a couple of friends of mine, a friend of mine was running Ron Jeremy's online presence for a period of time. 20-ish years ago. And so we hung out for that, and there was a vibe back there, which maybe that was just exclusive to this place in Sacramento, and is not indicative of the vibe backstage at all strip clubs. I can't say. I don't know. But there was a vibe back there that was, please get me out of here. Oh, please, take me, just let me get away from this. And some of the girls who were back there getting ready and working and stuff were asking us questions, figuring that, you know, there was a real, they spent a lot of time talking to us. Because we weren't really talking to Ron, because my friend was talking to him. So the two of us that were back there were just kind of like hanging out, going like, this is weird. The vibe I got was that maybe, like, they took a look at us and said, well, clearly these fucking schlubs are not acting in porno movies. So maybe they're producing... I don't know. There was like, well, these guys must be somebody. They're back here talking to Ron Jeremy. And so there was like a real... Yeah, like I said, kind of a... Hey, can you get me out of this kind of vibe to it? Oh, yeah, just swerve into this lane. It's cool. Fuck. Fine. That was really... anyway, that whole experience. Prior to that, I was not, like, some big fan of strip clubs to begin with. But, like, doing that, there was, like, at the end of that, I was like, man, I so don't want to be at any places like this. It makes me kind of sad. I felt kind of sad. And it's not to say that there aren't people that are loving it. Like, you know, like, no shame. Like, whatever, man. Like, if you're out there and you want to strip and you can make money doing that and that's what you're into, like, fucking awesome. I think that's fucking rad. But I just... Not for me. I think that's where I first learned or saw in action the idea that that Ron Jeremy is narcoleptic. Something that I guess was covered in the documentary that came out about him years later. But he was kind of nodding off in the middle of stories and stuff and picking up where he left off in a way that you're just like, what? Is this fucking happening? It was like my version of the scene in Boogie Nights where they take the fucking fake coke to the fucking... to the dude who played Dr. Octopus's house and fucking rob him and the fucking firecrackers are going off and it's just fucking Mark Wahlberg staring straight ahead having an epiphany that he has made some fucking poor choices that have led him to this spot. That's my version of that.
Track's a little new for their new throwback station. This is a little too recent. Recent's maybe not the word. This doesn't feel like it should be on here. Maybe, you know, I bet if I actually saw the year this was released and the other stuff coming out around it, I would probably feel differently. But I am surprised to hear this song on the throwback hip-hop station. Not that it should necessarily be on the current hip-hop station, but... Brad knows all the words to this song. Greg Nice and LL Cool J talking about Regulate. I feel like this station should stop just prior to the G-Funk era. play sex packets on this station. That's fine. But do not play the Chronic. You have a whole 90s throwback station that you could be using for that. Sexy as hell, I said, ooh, I like your size. She said, my chords broke down and just seemed real nice. Would you let me ride? I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell. Maybe you play Tupac's first album. But certainly not the second. The only Jay-Z I want to hear on the station is Hawaiian Sophie, where he had one line. I'm into a whole era. G-Funk stepped to this idea. Funk on a whole new level. The rhythm of the bass of the bass of the treble. Chords, strings, we brings melody. No Ice Cube passed death certificate. You want to play America's Most Wanted? Absolutely. You want to play Kill It Will? The EP? Absolutely. You want to play Death Certificate? No Vaseline? All that? Yes. You want to play The Predator? Absolutely not. We got a whole other station for The Predator. Play Illmatic. Anything after that? Ooh. It's like, yes. But, I don't think I want to hear Nostradamus on this station. Even this Raekwon, it's right on the cusp. You know, maybe the thing I actually want, like, it's this cutoff, I think, makes a lot of sense given what the other station is playing right now, 90s and 2000s, but I actually would probably be okay with a station that went up until about 99. Like, I would say maybe even 98, like, just pre-Eminem. Now, you know what? 2001, the Dr. Dre 2001 would maybe be the newest thing you would hear there. And then I would take the other station, cut all the 90s out of it, and just make it a 2000s. Because I don't want to hear most of the hip-hop that came out in the 2000s. Because that, like, and then you rebrand that as a Nelly station. You really do call that one Nelly's fucking playhouse. There was a bad period for hip-hop music, as far as I'm concerned. Around there. When Chingy was making money. When Master P was on top of the world. When people fooled themselves into believing that Lil Wayne was a good rapper. This LL Cool J song to be played. Yeah, fuck Nelly. Nelly, just, you know, maybe yes. Give Juvenile his own station. Channel 500. 500 degrees. Yes, No Limit. Snoop's Finest Era. When Beats by the Pound were making his beats. Very, very good stuff. No Limit Top Dog is a bad album with like one track on it that is actually really good. Oh man, alright. Hey Siri. Play the album No Limit Top Dog by Snoop Dogg.
No problem. Here's the album No Limit Top Dog by Snoop Dogg.
That one you can get. No problem. Here you go. You want to listen to this fucking bullshit?
Just for all of you no business born rat soup eating junkyard pepper gut insecure tired rankle-ass motherfuckers!
Well, it does have Dolomite on it, so maybe it's not
this
all bad.
This is for y'all, from the dog of all dogs, the top dog, Snoop Doggy Dogg. Listen! Fuck him!
Maybe I'm thinking of The Last Meal.
As soon as the bass hits you, don't.
As the one that's really, really bad. Chrome
and gets in your system. Shooting off rhymes like a pistol.
It's hard to remember every step in the Snoop Dogg staircase.
Won't you break that bitch? I'm back in the game getting my dough and fuck any motherfucker that say it ain't so. Do it to a million from the window. You the hardest nigga we know.
Or was there an album before this?
No,
There was on No Limit.
Treat your cat. Don't mind me when we get home to get down and crack my whip and pack your shit before 92.3 the beat your ass. No, bitch, look at me when I talk to you. I take a bitch and say I have some shit.
Sugar Free is bad.
You gonna do what I tell you to do.
I like Sugar Free. He is the most pimpish rapper around. He's the most believable pimp rapper of them all. But that doesn't mean I want to hear him rap. Ugh, yeah. Just beats like this, man. Just fucking
donor bag. And I'm ready.
Okay.
Put me in the White House.
Yep, all right.
Make me the president.
Yes.
I'm going to move on my first act.
Okay.
I'm going to get me 2,000 ragged-ass painters to paint the motherfucking White House black.
Let's do it. Sure.
Dolomite.
Why not?
For your president.
Keeps the heat in.
I'm going to legalize every motherfucking thing.
Okay.
Somebody asked me, how do I stand on marijuana? Very high, baby. Very high.
Oh, I see. That's okay.
How do I stand on prostitution? I don't stand on it. I lay on it. I'm going to legalize selling pussy. Sell it. Sell it. Sell your pussy, girls. Pussy will sell. Pussy don't sell. Grits ain't roses and eggs ain't poultry. And Mona Lisa's a motherfucking man.
This is not the album I'm thinking of. No Limit Top Dog is not the one I'm thinking of. It's whatever the first one is. Though, I mean, this is not a good album either. But yeah, this is what I'm talking about, though. This is not a track that should be on a Snoop Dogg album. Hey Siri, play the album "The Game Is to Be Sold, Not to Be To." What the f? Oh, you're worthless. You're terrible.
I'm just trying to help you.
Hey Siri. Play the album "The Game Is to Be Sold, Not to Be Told" by Snoop Dogg.
Got it. Here's the album "The Game Is to Be Sold, Not to Be Told" by Snoop Dogg.
That is. Yeah. I'd like to welcome the newest No Limit soldier, Mr. Snoop D-O-W-G.
This intro track.
Ain't money.
Just
tip.
Oh man, we're in a weird coverage hole. It's gonna have a hard time streaming this shit. Damn it. I eventually came around on Manny. Talking, goddamn. I eventually came around on Manny Fresh's production style and Juvenile and BG, you know, like the way some of those tracks, some of those Hot Boys tracks, some of that Cash Money shit. As like, oh, I get it. Okay, yes. If I were to go to a club, which I don't go to very often, but yes, if I, yes. That is the context for why you would listen to these songs. Listening to them in your car, not really what, you know, listening to the lyrics and going like, ah, yes, let's dissect the rich tapestry of rhymes from the Hot Boy. Like, no, that's not why you're there. But never, ever with any of that No Limit shit. Nope. Never came around on it. Never understood it. It was maddening to see it become as popular as it was. And I think a lot of people are going through that right now with all the SoundCloud rap out there now. People are having a hard time letting that into their lives. And I get it. I don't feel the same way. Some of that stuff is fine. They're doing their own thing. Christ, I do not want to hear anything Master P or his affiliated artists have ever done. The possible exception of Make Him Say Huh, but in that case, it is only the intro, which has Rapid Forte on it, and I like Rapid Forte. It's a shame that he got caught up with that bullshit.
Pop the champagne. It's soft, you can't get twisted. So pay attention and listen. Welcome to my river, it's B.I.B. And the bitches in Uber for free. Welcome to my river, it's B.I.B. And the bitches in Uber for free. Welcome to my river, and it's B.I.B. And the bitches in Uber for free. Welcome to my river, it's B.I.B. And the bitches in Uber for free. Come on, welcome to my river, it's B.I.B.
Mystical, you know.
Slow your roll, Jimmy.
All right, shake your ass. Not a terrible song. Mystical, the person. Perhaps one of the worst of them all.
That was a motherfucking trip the way y'all niggas had the whole world saying,
is this the album that has like fucking like Gin and Juice Part 2 or no, it's nothing but a G, still a G thing, I think it's called. Is that what it is? It's like a sequel to a classic track that is the exact opposite of classic. Yes, Gin and Juice 2.
Get your motherfucking glass, cause it's a blast from the past. You know, I think we can touch it two times.
It's just embarrassing. Sad for everyone involved.
Get your eyes, get your cups, we about to get fucked up. Yeah, straight up. I'm still smoking, drifting, swiping the motherfucker, twisted off a cup of that old Gin and Juice. Even in the cedar. Cup full of drink, beating up the block in the dark blue tank. A bulletproof vest on my chest for the cars. Dick in my drawers for the motherfucking laws. Harassing the nigga, I'm blasting the nigga. I ain't seen shit, so why y'all asking the nigga? I'm too fucked up off that GI and juice. See, I get loose. Nigga, what y'all wanna do? I got a crew, but I choose to roll solo, especially on Sundays. Dipping in my lala, convertible top, spot for the Glock. I ain't fucking with the Hen Dog, so toss out the sword.
I am also not fucking with the Hen Dog.
Make sure my drink don't spill. That's right. Rolling down the street with heat, drinking trees, sitting on these. Time to roll back so I can feel the breeze. Never slipping. I keep my eyes on my enemies. Rolling down the street with heat, drinking trees, sitting on these. Time to roll back so I can feel the breeze. Never slipping. I keep my eyes on my enemies. Drink this on. Interstate 10, fucking with this Creole. She say she don't need no stop line. A cup of that gin and juice. I'm like a bitch, eh? I don't know why you treat me so motherfucking bad. They gon' realize what you got till it's gone.
Remember when Master P was in WCW?
You know I got your liver rushing and cut. And every time I wanna dig me out, you tell me don't rush.
Money, good stuff.
You got me sneaking. And when we go alone in the zone, I be tweaking. I almost got caught. My neck. Yo, what's up, P? Yeah, man. These niggas think I done fell off. Think my shit ain't got weak, I guess. Shit, nigga, I've been hustling. Grinding like a motherfucker. Get your money went nowhere. Yeah, I made you money, money, shit. Money, guess I gotta let these niggas know who I am. What I stand for, what I'm about, huh? Money. You feel me? Check this out. Bitch. What's my motherfucking name? Snoop Dogg. What I like to do? I like to hustle and ball. Hold on. What's my name? Snoop Dogg. What I like to do? I like to hustle and ball. Say what? What's my name? Snoop Dogg.
What I like to do?
Like to hustle and ball.
Yeah. What's my name?
Snoop Dogg.
What I like to do?
They like to hustle and ball.
I get up early in the morning and begin my mission. Brush my teeth, then I creeps to the kitchen. Cook some bacon and eggs and put some braids in my head. Stash this pound, put this shit down, then I head to the spot that's hot, fucking fed. I got a clock that's not, you heard what I said? I'm taking penitentiary, chances dancing with the devil. I'm in it to win it, but no limit, nigga, next level. A whole lot of y'all niggas out there walk around dead, take the shot, take the dick.
Game recognized, then, and stay true to what you do and don't be ashamed. I got no.
Some heartfelt shit. DOGs get lonely too.
What's up, baby? Can I get with you? What's up? Dogs get lonely too.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
True.
Sure, you're broke. Sure, you have problems. most devs didn't come on time and the lights have been cut off. But look here.
Here's a little something about a nigga like me. I never should have been let out the penitentiary. Snoop Dogg would like to say that I'm a crazy motherfucker when I'm playing with my AK. Since I was a kid, I smoked weed out. Now I'm that motherfucker y'all read about. Smoking it out, your crew taking a life or two. You don't like how I'm living? Well, fuck yeah. This is my game, nigga. No limit. My nigga, see, I fuck you up in a minute with the power. Bang, bang, and you're dead. And then we stand the tank on your
should
phone.
Be illegal we go, to cover gangsta gangsta, but reference fucking no limit rappers in it.
Just say no, we too busy saying yeah about drinking straight out the sack pile. Do I look like a motherfucking role model to a kid looking up to me? Shit, life ain't nothing but weed and money. Shit, I'm the type of nigga that's quick to blast. Fuck with me or see and I'll put my foot in your ass. I don't give a fuck cause I keep selling. Yo, what the fuck are they yelling? Gangsta, gangsta, that's what they yelling. Niggas living around me, stay body, body. Gangsta, gangsta, that's what they selling. The bitches wanna buy it, they love that straight G shit. Gangsta, gangsta, that's what they yelling. Niggas living around me, stay body, body. Gangsta, gangsta, that's what they selling. The bitches straight body, cause they love that straight G shit. Homies all standing around, just hanging. Some dope pillin', some gangbang. We decide to roll the weak deep. Seen a nigga all day, so we quit. Real slow, anyway you know. I have my gun pointed at his window. He got scared, hit the gas. Right then, I knew I had to smoke his ass. He kept rolling, I jumped in the bus. We couldn't catch him, so I said, fuck it. Then we headed right back to Snoop. Sweating all the bitches in the Daisy Dukes. We couldn't get no play from the ladies. With seven niggas in the nav, is you crazy? She was...
The stock market has always been 100% when it comes to pussy. The world's oldest profession, yeah, it's still alive. No matter what the consequences, a trick gon' still buy it. No matter how sick they make it, a hard stick gon' still wanna play it. Marching up every day and every night to the drummer's beat, titled The Oldest Profession.
Oh, is Mia X on one of these? Oh, good, good. Good, 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 good. Yeah, finally.
Then you can't scare the spree, so robbery. Moving keys for your needs from state to state. I send my broad take down before you round the way. But if you fake, I'ma let you know above the top. I'ma leave that geek in your eye with the mirror red dots.
This track, okay. This cover of Love's Gonna Get You, not bad.
I'm in junior high with a C+ grade. At the end of the day, I don't hit the arcade. I go to school for my mom's apartment. I gotta tell these niggas every day, don't start shit. Cause where I'm at, if you're soft, you're lost. And to stay on course, you got to roll with force. My homeboy dog is chilling in the beans in the front of the building with the rest of his friends. I give him a pound. No, I mean, I shake his hand. He's the neighborhood.
What else?
With the 8 Trey Weeks, right, and all the players in the 7-9 Coupes, right, for all my gang affiliates in the hopping 68, this one's for me to you, right, well, not the underdog, call me the wonder dog, I keep it cracking while I'm stacking.
Yo, dog, that's some real shit, you heard me, game is gonna be sold. Now you can be told. Now there's no limit, shit. No limit, nigga. Everybody wanna know how this shit.
But we ain't playing. What's going on? You know, what?
Don't get no willingness, though, dawg.
West side niggas getting violent. East side niggas getting rowdy. Midwest niggas getting violent. South side.
Get bout it and rowdy indeed. Alright, I'm home. Everybody have a good weekend. Yeah, CMC, that is the second time this week that the California Music Channel has come up in conversation.
That's weird.
Non-Two Left Crew Miami Rap. Yeah, I like Trina quite a bit. It's the Diamond Princess right there. I'll see you later.